Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Just a little introduction to today's podcast. Today we're talking about seven skins, which is basically about rehydration of the skin. So you might notice that your skin is dehydrated if it's feeling rougher than usual, less plump, a little bit more fragile. So it's generally drier skin types have more problems holding onto water in their skin, but sometimes oily skin can try and compensate for dehydration by making itself more oily, which makes it more acne prone. So rehydration and seven skins is something that every skin type should look into, and I hope you enjoy the episode.
Welcome to Skincare with Friends.
Hi.
I'm Nia Patton.
I'm Natalie.
And we're talking today about seven skins. It's not very nice to say out loud.
I don't like saying it. Because I'm childish skins. And I just think of four skins.
That's what Max said.
Yeah.
I said,
why wouldn't you?
I said, Max, do you fancy doing the podcast tonight? And he said, my favourite skins are four skins. You funny man.
Yeah.
So how's your skin at the moment?
Yeah, fine. I've run out of tretinoin, which I'm sad about. Yeah,
oh my God, what are you going to do?
I've got two huge tubes of azelaic acid, strong. So I'm just going to get on with that until...
Rubbing that into your face.
Yeah.
Every possibility.
Quite a lot. Doing a lot.
It doesn't... It's lush though, isn't it? It doesn't...
Yeah.
...bother the skin.
No, it doesn't.
In the same way as tretinoin.
No, it really doesn't. But it probably doesn't have quite the same effect either, but
I'm really noticing it now.
Really?
I think I had like a week or two off to try out Kyle because I reviewed it for my blog, and my skin seemed to deteriorate and look a bit wrinkly, and then I started the tretinoin again. And
I find using tretinoin makes my eye skin look pretty wrinkly.
Really?
Yes, because it feels finer.
I find that my skin's plumper and sort of rosier with tretinoin.
I'm just using mine really around the eye and high cheekbone area, so I can't really say I've put it on much of the rest of my face.
I can't see any wrinkles around your eyes, though.
It's quite crepey. Crepey around the eye, but I've got so much oil.
Some people's eyes are real crepey.
Yeah.
At our age.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think. I always find that, though, when I'm dehydrated. And I just think, Natalie, you have not had enough water.
Is that what you say to yourself?
Sort your face out. Yeah.
Go and have a drink.
Go and have a drink. It's great, because I've got a new person working in my office, and he is so good about drinking. And he brings in fresh ginger as well to work, and he chops the ginger and says, can I make you a hot water with ginger? I'm like, yeah, please.
Oh, so my God.
Ever since he started working for me, my water... I'm incredibly hydrated, yeah.
What a ledge.
I don't know about you, I get really grumpy when I'm thirsty, and I don't realise why.
Yeah, I definitely feel better when I've had a drink of water. Mm. Doesn't drink water.
Yeah, Hayden doesn't.
He just has coffee in the morning and beer in the evening.
That's gross.
That's
isn't
all
it?
He drinks.
That is so gross.
I just remember my father telling me that he doesn't drink water. He will not
drink
water.
The doctor.
Yeah. And one day he said he didn't drink water, he had a beer, and then he had a Chinese takeaway. And then he said he did a wee the next day that was pretty much black. I was like, what is wrong with you?
Why did you do that?
You have all of the information
that
a doctor should have. And
Yeah, I suppose it's like doctors who smoke, though, isn't it?
Oh, my God, doctors are the worst. Yeah. I've seen some doctors. Oh, my God. Yeah. I'll tell you some doctor stories in a minute.
Brilliant. If you want. Yes, I'd love doctor stories.
I have chin spots again.
Oh, Craig is back. What's he doing?
Back again.
Tell your friends. We are. What's he doing back?
I don't know. I haven't started my period after having a baby.
Wow. Is it definitely... Oh, it's the same Craig as well.
Hiya. Mm. It's like you can see him there, can't you?
Yeah.
Bright red.
What a prick.
Big. What a prick. I don't know.
It's like one of those ex-boyfriends that turns up in your life when everything's going fine.
And you're like, text, just to break what are you doing? Down. Yeah.
Oh! I've been thinking about you. No, you haven't. Go you're just away. Drunk and alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
I don't have any of that anymore, thank God.
Oh, my goodness. Honestly. When you just think, especially now, isn't it great? Sorry to rub it in, any single listeners, but it's great not to be single in this horrible age of complete throwaway swiping Tinder nonsense when literally it's so easy to ghost people.
And also see what people are doing. Have you watched You on Netflix?
It just looks a bit silly.
It's quite good, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it silly, though?
Yeah, but it's good though. It's murders.
Because someone said this whole debacle could have been avoided if only she bought curtains. Because everything she does, she lives in this beautiful like Brooklyn townhouse and just wanks with the windows open. Yeah. It's like don't
she's
do that.
An exhibitionist.
Oh, I see. Yeah, right. I'm not victim blaming. I'm just saying. No, you know,
it's all nonsense.
You should have bought blinds.
Definitely
love.
Nonsense. Mm. But you know if. I mean, I can't imagine how painful it would be to just see your ex on Instagram doing this and that and this and that.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, horrid.
We never knew what our exes were doing because we had to phone them on their landline and ask their mum. That wasn't a problem.
Leave
for
a
him.
Voice message. Yeah. Oh. I kind of, well, I was like single and dating in the early Facebook era and MySpace. Oh, I did my flirting on MySpace.
Did you? How cute.
Mm. Didn't you?
I don't think I did. No, I don't remember anything about that.
Mm.
I used to go out and get really drunk.
Well, yeah, that as well.
That's the only thing that happened to me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
My husband.
Yeah.
Just really drunk in my house.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, he was just there in my house.
Oh, did you order one in? Or?
My housemate did, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Can I have a husband to go, please?
Yeah.
The side of fries.
Yeah. Oh, I can't imagine. It must be really hard.
Yeah.
So I bought a LED machine.
Okay.
For my Craig.
Okay.
So this is a machine that emits LED. It's just like blue light, apparently. It's supposed to kill bacteria on your face. So I'm shining blue light at my chin and confusing my husband.
What do the other colour lights do? There's a red and a green?
Red is like anti-aging.
Cool.
So I'm also there's a pink, shining that. I don't know what pink does.
Oh, right.
I only know what red and blue does.
Ah, there's green, pink, blue.
And it's quite fun. Let's put the blue light on Craig and
carry on talking.
Buggers off.
Okay.
So you were thinking about talking today about crazy nonsense on Instagram.
Oh, no. Not really. I just love... it's just my latest thing. It's like some people like watching soap operas. I'm really enjoying looking up Russian plastic surgery. I just love it.
Is it people who really had their face, like, totally disastrously altered?
No, it's not disastrously. It's just, it's such a mad craze. The lips are really bonkers to me.
Are they big lips?
It's not just big, cushiony, pillowy lips. So they're defined with a big Cupid's bow. Mm. But it's almost like it's pressed against glass. So the surface of them is flat.
What? The surface of the lip. How do you make the surface of your lip flat?
I don't know, it's really bonkers. That and the fox eye, so the eyebrow lift.
Because I think that's just a bit of sellotape at the side.
It's a bit of sellotape, but it's also a surgical lift. Because Kendall Jenner has had it, Bella Hadid, they've all got that.
Which one's Kendall?
The tall one that's the model.
Oh my God.
Well, they've
she's
probably all
beautiful,
had it.
She doesn't need to have her eyes.
Oh, and she's had her lips, and she's had loads done. Aww. They've all morphed into each other, to be honest. But, yeah, so Russian. What's the other? Oh, the jawline.
Yeah,
one.
The sharpness of the jaw. God.
It's berserk. I mean, it's kind of takes a bit of skill, but so there's loads
it's
of.
Just like they just put filler in to make it look like the jawline is really, really,
really. I mean, like you could cut your finger on it. Yeah. It's a bit strange. Like with anything, there's an idea and a look.
I think
it
looks nice in a side profile on a photo, but I think in real life it'll look bizarre. Well, yeah,
I saw a photo of someone with a head on. You know, is it Lauren Goodger, that one from TOWIE?
Yeah.
I saw a photo of her head on, so apparently she'd had it done. So her face looks massive because obviously it's filler in your jawline. Yeah. So her face is really widened at the bottom, like sort of Desperate Dan, and her eyes look tiny. Her eyes look really
tiny. That's the thing
tiny.
With filler. If you have cheek filler, under eye filler, it's naturally going to
push up.
Push your eye smaller.
Yeah. So, like, if she had filler by the temples then?
Yes,
because it's
very much so. You
bonkers, bonkers, bonkers.
Yeah, have filler in your temples.
Yeah,
it's she's just quite a round-faced person.
She's
anyway.
Got a square jaw. She's got a real 80s face.
I like Lauren's face.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Yeah.
It was really, really beautiful, but I think she's just, I mean, these things don't last. But it's like,
fashion, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the thing. I just think so, there's crazes for certain looks, which is cool. But then there's always the extreme of that craze.
Mm.
And because you're around people that look like that, you don't realise just how far you've taken it until you walk down the street. And,
I just feel bad for the girls who were doing it, and I don't understand why the doctors and beauticians are doing it to them.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
There's one good sort of surgeon that I follow. I think he's got a base in Swansea, and I really like him because he seems quite ethical.
Yeah.
And he's always talking about how he turns people away if they're asking for.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple of these like boutique places in Liverpool and Manchester, and they're doing the sort of Russian
never
technique.
Turn anyone away. Just
they
do
are
whatever.
Clearly not turning anybody away.
I went to a plastic surgeon. He told me to go away.
That's great. I'm glad you told me to go away.
I was like, my under eyes are really baggy because I was really sleep deprived, and he just sort of counselled me on sleeping and like try and keep my head up, and you know, I was like having no sleep. That really
is this like after one of your
after
children,
Mary, Mary who doesn't sleep. So thanks for that, Doctor something. Mm. I can't remember his name. I'll put it on Instagram maybe.
Okay.
Good man though, in Cardiff. So, Seven Skins. Mm-hmm. Do you know what Seven Skins technique is all about?
Yeah, it's designed by toner making companies to sell more.
Trading toner. Yeah, you might be right. Maybe. What are you?
Someone on our chat room on Facebook, Skincare with Friends. I can't remember who it was because there've been a few. Is there been articles about it in the mainstream print media?
Probably
because everyone seems to be talking about it.
Yeah,
at the moment.
The Decim chat room is alive with Seven Skins.
Is it really? Yeah, a couple of people on our group have been talking about it, and someone said, "I just don't see the point in spraying that much hydrating toner on your face for it to just disappear."
It evaporates pretty much.
Yeah, but evaporates into your face though.
Sometimes it evaporates into the environment though, I reckon.
Well,
it just dries up. But it doesn't just dry up, it also absorbs into your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe four out of the seven skins does that.
Yeah.
The other three just goes into the air.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about it, Nia.
So it's a practice recommended by Asian skincare people. I don't know where it came from. I don't know who was the first person to talk about it.
Oh, but I would just say Korea.
Yeah.
South Korea.
Yeah. It's a thing where you apply seven layers of hydrating essence, so toner or serum, to the skin and allow it to absorb to achieve plump, hydrated skin. And there seems to be an emphasis on patting it in.
Mm.
So get some essence in the palms of your hand and pat it into your face.
Okay.
To sort of make it absorb. But, you know, you don't have to do it like that. And you don't have to put seven layers on.
No.
There doesn't have to be any amount of layers, really.
I do kind of get bored after, like, three.
Yeah.
I've ever done seven, really.
No. No. Four at a push.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what it is. And do you do it? You do you Routinely?
Not routinely.
Hydrate?
A few times a week I try and use my three skin system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fair enough.
At the moment, because it's winter.
It's about three.
Dry. Yeah.
Your skin's a bit dry.
Yeah, I do.
Hydrate it up. And where should it go in your routine? It's the next point I've written on my points to talk about. It should go after cleansing, before moisturising.
Okay.
There is a bit of, I think people are sort of querying where to put their actives then, so that doing this intense hydration, so where would the acids and the retinoids and the peptides go?
Okay.
So I would say it depends on what actives you're putting on. So if you're using an oil-based active like retinoid or retinol and squalene, just put it on after you've done the hydration. Acids, so you know that the hydration would eventually neutralise the acid on your face.
Okay.
So I'd probably do a couple of layers of hydration and then an acid. And then maybe another one or two layers.
Okay.
And count the acid as a part of your hydration.
Okay.
Tretinoin, I'd probably wait for everything to just soak in
completely
and then do the tretinoin. So
okay.
Do a dry face. And the same with acid, really. You should have a dry face, so let things absorb first.
Yeah, okay.
And anything creamy, put on after the hydration.
Okay.
I would. And what does it do? It just puts water in the skin. I just started reading loads of studies about hydration. And it's really, really important, according to the studies I read.
Great.
So it sounds like from a dermatologist's point of view, it's not just a fad. It's not just something that people are going on about for fun. It's actually a really good thing for everyone to do to their skin.
Mm-hmm.
So every single skin type can benefit from it, really. I guess apart from, 18-year-olds who have really normal, nice skin.
Yeah.
Would there be any point? Because they've already got...
loads of...
Yeah.
Plump, hydrated skin.
Too plump already.
Yeah.
And, I just don't think it's fair,
know? Do you ever look at your kids' eyes and, skin around their, noses and eyes?
Oh, my God, I look at it all the time.
So plump and...
how plump it is.
Yeah.
And then I take a selfie with them and I just look like an old hag.
I know, a crumpled piece of paper next to your, beautiful children's faces.
Yeah. They've sucked the moisture from me.
Thing is, though, my mum never told me to keep out the sun, really. She just told me Joan Collins did it.
She was deliberately doing that so that you'd age.
Do you know what? My nine, so my grandmother, always said to my mum, keep out the sun, stop putting your face in the sun. But mum said, I'd always come home early from school or college and my nan would be there in the garden, just in her bra and undergarments, just, on a boiling hot July day, sunning.
Yeah.
And then if she was caught, then she'd get really grumpy and angry with my mum.
No way.
Yes, it's like, bizarre. You were totally doing it yourself. It's really odd.
That is odd.
Yeah, but so I think my mum would always say, careful, don't put your face in the sun, but only when it started to be too late. So she would say, I didn't put my face in the sun after 21. And I remember being 25, 26 at the time, thinking, could have done with that, maybe. Being counselled by her earlier.
Yeah.
Just
most of the sun damage is done when you're a child as well.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It lasts for years and years and years. So look after your kid's skin, even though it's really annoyingly plump.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, great. That's depressing. On to the next one. That's fine. So it's good for all skin types. That's good to know. Because I think I also noticed a couple of people in our chat room saying, my skin felt greasier. Or I wouldn't say...
It shouldn't be greasier.
No. Well, throughout the day, I think. The end of the day, your skin felt greasier.
Depends what you're using, I guess.
Yeah.
It should, Yeah, we'll get on to the products and what they're like. Eczema-prone people with naturally dry skin have the most difficulty in and aged skin as well have the most difficulty holding on to moisture, which stands to reason. So they would get on with it. Oily skin can be dehydrated, and that can make oiliness and acne worse. It's just generally good for your skin barrier to be hydrated. Oh, I've got this enormous paragraph.
That's really massive.
It is. But I'm going to read it out.
Okay.
Water is absolutely essential for the normal functioning of the skin, especially its outer layer, the stratum corneum. Loss of water from the skin must be carefully regulated, a function dependent on the complex nature of the stratum corneum. The retention of water in the top layer of the skin is dependent on two major components: the presence of natural hygroscopic agents within the cells, collectively referred to as natural moisturizing factors, and the lipids in the skin cells that are arranged to form a barrier to transepidermal water loss. This is called TEWL. So you might have seen TEWL written in skincare groups.
Got you.
And that's what it is. Just water to evaporating out of your skin.
Okay.
So the water content of the stratum corneum, which is basically the dead skin cells at the top of your skin.
Okay.
So you'd imagine that those dead skin cells are surplus to requirement because they're dead, but they're not. They're incredibly important.
They're doing a job.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're just like a barrier.
Okay.
It keeps your skin healthy and safe. So water content of this layer is completely necessary for proper skin desquamation.
Right.
Do you know what desquamation is? So I have a diagram of skin. So basically skin goes from the big, fat, lively cells at the bottom to slowly dying off cells at the top.
Okay.
So your skin is naturally progresses through the process of dying off and becoming the stratum corneum.
Okay.
And you need it to go through this process at a particular rate for your skin to be normal. And if it doesn't go through that process properly, then you have an issue with your skin desquamation.
Okay.
So if you have problems with the water in your skin will not go through the process properly.
Okay.
So basically the dead skin cells at the top will not naturally just piss off.
Right.
They'll be stuck there and you'll end up with like rough, scaly, flaky skin.
Okay.
So people with dry skin get this sort of layer of dead skin cells stuck on the top of their skin that they can't get rid of, because there's not enough water for the process to happen normally. There's been recent discoveries regarding the complex mechanisms of skin hydration. In particular, it has been discovered that glycerin, a well-known cosmetic ingredient, exists in the stratum corneum as a natural endogenous humectant.
Okay.
God, that's hard to say.
Hyaluronan. Yeah.
Which is another word for hyaluronic acid.
Okay.
Which has been regarded as mainly a dermal component. So dermal means it's deeper in the skin.
Okay.
The epidermis is the bit where this is all happening.
Okay.
So it was thought of as something that was sort of deep under the surface of the skin.
Right.
It's now been found in the epidermis, and it is important for maintaining normal stratum corneum structure and barrier function.
Okay.
So glycerin and hyaluronic acid are in the top layer of your skin and are really important for keeping things on the status quo. And natural moisturising factors.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, hydration is all well and good, but just putting water on your skin isn't going to keep it hydrated, because it needs all these molecules to hold the water into them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've written a list of natural moisturizing factors that exist in the skin. Free amino acids.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what amino acids are?
Not really.
Do people know?
Yeah.
Do people know?
Something to do with protein?
Yeah.
Okay.
So amino acids are like the building blocks of protein. What DNA does, it codes for the protein. It tells the cell how to make proteins, which amino acids to put in which place in the protein. So amino acids are the building blocks. And in natural moisturizing factors, they're just sort of floating around freely. So, you know, The Ordinary has an amino acid serum and also their NMF moisturizer. That's got a lot of amino acids in it as well.
Okay.
So they're great to have around. Pyrrolidone carboxylic acid, lactate, so that's like lactic acid.
Okay.
Sugars, urea, chloride, sodium, so that's just salt, potassium, so minerals really.
Okay.
Urea, creatine, calcium, magnesium, phosphate, citrate. So yeah, lots of minerals, sugar, lactic acid, and amino acids as well. So you kind of want to think about not just water, that's not really going to help you that much. You need the other things in your skincare to help the water to absorb into your skin and actually do the job of hydrating you. Because if you're the kind of person who doesn't stay hydrated naturally, then water isn't going to do the job. So other things that are found in skin that we need in our skincare, so not just the natural moisturising factors, we also kind of want to look for hyaluronic acid, which we all know about.
Yes.
It's a sugar. It's a glycoaminoglycan.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That traps water. So 1 gram of hyaluronic acid can hold 6 litres of water.
Wow. My mind is blown. That's amazing. That's like an ant carrying a really massive piece of bread.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
An ant holding a loaf of bread.
That's so cool.
Glycerol. So that's like a really common ingredient in skincare, glycerin, glycerol. It's produced by the skin, and the skin like thinks it's great.
Okay.
And then you've got skin lipids and ceramides. So these don't hold water, but they are like oily, so they trap the water in the skin.
Okay.
And I was reading a study that these apparently are great moisturizers to have in skincare. So so free fatty acids, cholesterol and ceramides. Amazing.
Okay.
Great for aging skin, dry skin, everybody. But apparently, if you only have one of the ingredients in your moisturizer, it'll actually make things worse.
What the shit? Why?
Yeah. They need to be in balance. You can't just have loads of ceramide or loads of fatty acids.
Okay.
It'll screw things up. You need to have a moisturiser.
Right.
The best moisturisers have all three. Cholesterol, fatty acids, and ceramides.
Okay.
Yeah. Isn't that terrifying?
Yeah, that's like, madness.
Oh, no.
I think, and I'm going to check now if my ceramide serum has all three of these things.
Yeah. I checked, and Cerave Moisturising Lotion has all three.
Yeah.
That one's a good one. But if you want to check the ingredients, or I was looking at cholesterol, because I haven't seen cholesterol as an ingredient in many moisturizers. And you go to Inci Decoder.
Yeah.
Inci Decoder.
Inci Decoder.
Inci Decoder.
Maybe. Yeah.
.com. That will tell you. So if you put cholesterol in, it'll tell you all of the moisturizers that are containing it.
Can it can presumably do a search for multiple ingredients there?
Yeah, I don't know.
So if you put
try and look for this.
That would just be like arduous, putting cholesterol in.
Cholesterol.
Yeah.
Because I kind of know what you know, ceramides isn't a common ingredient. So I looked for the thing that I recognised in the list of cholesterol, including products, and I was like, oh good, Soray moisturizing lotion, okay, then that, as long as I know that that's...
As long as that does.
Yeah, then we're safe.
Okay.
Everyone can get that, pretty much.
Inky Dakota's pretty amazing, but it doesn't have everything, does it?
No, probably not. I mean,
that's going to be impossible.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, but that's a good, it's a good tip.
Yeah, yeah. Honey check.
Just when you think you've cracked things.
Another, and you're like,
this is like learning another language for me. I was in, because I'm taking Welsh at the moment. And I just thought, God, I've cracked it. I've been doing this like 4 months. I'm so good at this.
Mm.
And then my teacher, I said something, my teacher corrected me. And she was like, I said like, chwech tokenai, like 5 tickets. And she said, actually, no.
It's talking. 6 tickets.
Oh, yeah. 6 tickets. No, that wasn't the wrong bit. That was the really wrong bit. The really wrong bit is you don't pluralise it when you have a set number. So if you said several tickets, I don't know what several is in Welsh, it would be tokenai.
That's why I hate
but
Welsh.
But because it's a set number, it is...
Pim tokin.
Or chwech tokin even.
Oh, jeez.
Isn't that nuts? So anyway, this is the other language.
This is pretty much Welsh. Yeah.
This is Welsh for beginners.
You think you've got your foothold. You think you've understood everything. Mm. And then you find out something else.
Yeah.
I find out things every day. And I'm like, oh, what?
Do you have to have a lie down once you've found it out? You're like, I can't take much more of this. I thought I had all of the knowledge.
Somebody told me, and I didn't know, that alpha-arbutin is not safe for pregnant or breastfeeding women.
Really?
Mm.
But then I would have thought Deciem would have...
Yeah.
Been all over that. Mind you, they don't say it about retinoids either, though, do they?
No, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, do they have to... It's not a drug. Do they have to warn us? I don't know how the laws stand on that.
Why is it not... was I using that when I was... think I was.
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought anything... I'm not using it, but I wouldn't have thought anything of it. And because it becomes... hydroquinone in the cells.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Right. And
hydroquinone is actually absorbed very easily into the body.
Okay.
And I checked and it's apparently found in the urine of the user.
No way.
Within minutes of them using it. So it's really sucked into your blood.
I cannot be getting pregnant again. There's no way I would stop using tretinoin and alpha-arbutin.
Yeah. Actually, you know, the article I was reading, tretinoin is probably much less risky than hydroquinone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just because it doesn't absorb that deeply.
I've got you.
Most things don't in skincare, you know, they really don't. But yeah, hydroquinone is one of those things that definitely does.
Mm. So, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I know. Boo. And causes of skin dehydration. Low environmental humidity, which equates to less than 10% water. If you want to check your humidity where you live, we're not in that bracket at all, are we? In Wales?
No. Although I do have a dehumidifier in my lounge where I spend 90% of my time. So.
Oh, really? So you might be in trouble.
My living room area is definitely...
Your actual... person sorry, being I just dehumidified.
Got, I put so much oil on my face before I came out to see you. I'm just making sure it's...
I'm totally away from oil now.
Are you?
I don't use it. No, I think it gives me spots.
Really?
I do.
Thing is, though, I can't just stop using something. I have to use it up. I blame my mother.
God.
So I have to use a Seabuck
oil. No, I'll have 7 oils that will just be going rancid.
Okay.
I'll just keep them there and look at them every now and then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you think anything's going to go rancid you would like to give to me, please do, because I'm running out of stuff to dilute my buckthorn oil with.
Right.
Because it's like 1 part that to 4 parts. Other stuff.
Yeah, I'll have a look.
Please do. I just can't think of oils just going rancid in someone's house. That's just not right. It needs to be used.
They've been there for 6 years.
Maybe.
So dehydration is caused by low humidity, surfactants, so cleansing with foaming stuff, sulfates, thing. The sun itself.
Okay.
It's dehydrating your face.
Okay. So UV radiation damages the breakdown of filaggrin, a protein that binds to keratin, to natural moisturising factors.
Yes. So in those...
Right.
So in the diagram of skin, we have the fat, the big fat, lively skin cells that migrate to the top of your skin and slowly die off.
Yeah.
So within those cells, there's lots of keratin and filaggrin.
Okay.
And as they die off, the filaggrin breaks down to become these amazing molecules that keep your skin healthy and safe. So that's why we need these dead skin cells, because they're full of stuff that protects the skin.
Okay.
So UV radiation blocks this pathway and NMF does not get produced.
Okay.
If you've been in the sun, it screwed up your skin. It's terrible.
Wow.
So that's another reason to wear sunscreen. Nothing to do with aging or cancer.
Yeah.
It also will just make your skin a bit shitter.
Okay.
Yeah. Eczema, these things also don't happen properly just because of genetics. Your skin will be lacking in urea, so seek out creams that contain and lotions that contain urea.
Okay.
Age, you stop producing stuff that keeps your skin hydrated. So you'll be lacking in amino acids, urea, lactate, lipids, and ceramides.
Okay.
So you just moisturise yourself to the max, as much as you possibly can. Okay, so we'll get down to the meat of the situation. Products, what are you looking for in your hydration, Seven Skins products? I find it's a lot more tricky finding stuff in the shops. I literally go into Boots just to read ingredient lists on the backs of things that look like they might be all right. I read them all like a weirdo.
Yeah.
With a baby strapped to me, sometimes lunging to get the products because I can't bend down. There isn't much, really. So kind of want to go look East Asian skincare people.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
That there are a lot more products to choose
from.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you want to choose products that are alcohol and fragrance free.
Yeah.
Witch hazel is not great either because that contains alcohol due to the way it's extracted.
Okay.
Its source. And also you want to try and find ingredients that will help the skin to remain hydrated.
Okay.
Glycerin, hyaluronic acid, sugars, vitamins like panthenol and niacinamide are useful.
Mm-hmm.
And also remember to pair with a good moisturiser because that helps seal the moisture in.
Okay.
Yeah. DecimChatroom.com has a good post about Seven Skins and explains it really simply. So I'll put the link for that post on our Facebook group.
Okay.
People want to check it out. We've got a list of products. So what do you use for your hydration, Natalie?
I've got a January Labs
hydrating
essence, but it's quite, and I don't think it's got witch hazel in it, but it is quite, you wouldn't like it because it's got fragrance in it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have alcohol, but it has, I can't remember some, I'll look at the ingredients list now. And
I'll read out this list of toners.
Yeah.
So on the DecimChatroom.com. So if you Google Seven Skins, it's the first post that comes up. Basically, it's a great post.
Okay.
So on the Decim chat room, we've got 100,000 members, and everyone's done a poll: which is your favourite Seven Skins products? And this is the list.
Wow, 100,000 members. That's brilliant.
I think we've got
it?
To 120 now.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many have we got on our Skincare with Friends chat room?
800.
Wicked.
I know, killing
it. Can we have a party when we get to 1,000?
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally should.
Yes.
Okay.
We have crisps and pizza.
Yeah. Just people can dial in.
Yeah. You can FaceTime us in our first party. So the toners and essences you want are, and this is in order of bestness, Pyeongkangyul Essence Toner, Claire's Supple Prep in Unscented.
I can't stand the word supple.
Supple.
Oh, I don't like it at all.
Heydalabo, and there's different.
Oh, they're popular, huh?
Yeah, Heydalabo Premium, which I've got on the table here.
Oh, it's so pretty.
It's gold, and they do a more basic one.
It looks kind of like viscous and oily.
Yes, it's not oily at all. It's just watery,
right.
But it's quite viscous.
Right.
So you kind of want a mix of watery and viscous, okay. I think. So you put a couple of layers of watery and then a couple of layers of viscous, more viscous, and maybe an active in there as well.
Oh my God, you would! I'm not even going to tell you what's in my January labs because you would start shrieking.
Grapefruit essential oil, pulling my hair out. Pulling your hair out.
Yeah, what are you doing? Why are you putting that in your face?
You're such a knob.
I am a knob. And I lie. I'm also a liar because it does have witch hazel in it.
Yeah, of course it does.
What a twat. Sorry. that's a lot ruder in American than it is in English.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's rude.
Yeah.
I guess it means vagina.
Yeah, but like, you know, the C word.
Oh, really? It's that strong.
Bad, yeah. Sorry, guys.
They say crap, don't they, quite a lot in America, and that's not really as bad.
They say what? Britain.
Crap. Isn't that...
Yeah, like, would you say that? I always think, what would a daytime TV presenter get away with saying? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So do they say crap?
They probably would just about say crap. Mm.
Yeah.
They wouldn't say piss. Like, pissed off.
See, I use Americans the word, I tell my children to go and have a piss. And I'm like, oh, I'm not supposed to do this, am I? Did you do a piss?
Good. Done a piss.
Yeah. That's not right, is it?
No, but I really want to hear your 4-year-old say.
Oh my God. My 4-year-old today, we were walking home with a friend and she was going, I'm going to go to ninja school and I'm going to kick people in the willy.
That's kind of cool.
Don't kick anybody in the willy, darling. So the list. Pyongyang Yul Essence Toner, Claire's Supple Essence, Haida Labo, whatever you like, they're all good. COSRX Snail Mucin Essence, Sukin Hydrating Mist Toner, so that's available in the UK.
Right.
Kiku Masamune Sake High Moisture Pink, or aka Kiku High Moist. Misha Time Revolution, the first treatment essence, I've had that before and it's very watery. Kiehl's Moisturising Facial Toner, Secret Key Aloe Soothing Moist Toner, Pixie Glow Rose Water.
Oh.
Which is...
I just thought that would be very smelly.
It smells of rose, yeah, but it is nice, it's hydrating and okay. Feels quite moisturising.
Okay.
It doesn't smell really strongly. I don't know, is rose that... Yeah, of all the fragrances, I think rose. I don't know how allergenic rose is. I don't know.
Hmm. You mean like down the lavender route type?
Yeah, lavender's pretty allergenic.
Mm. I just would have assumed that rose would be because it's so smelly, which is really silly.
Smelly. Yeah, maybe but... I'm wrong. Maybe it is allergenic. It doesn't bother me as much as citric smells or lavender, but yeah, you know. If you've got sensitive skin, then steer clear of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Deciem does Hyalamide Hydrodensity, SDSM by NIOD.
Is Hydrodensity a spray?
Yes.
Right.
That's what I'm using for my hydration at the moment.
Does it come... is it part of like the sort of Daily Essentials almost one that they did?
Know.
They did like a group of five, didn't they, Hyalamide? Yeah. I'm just wondering.
I'm not sure. I would have thought so, though.
Okay.
Marine Hyaluronics by The Ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
Hyaluronic Acid by The Ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
I think Amino Acid by The Ordinary as well would be a good one to have as a layer in your hydration.
Okay.
And in the UK, to pick up in your supermarket or drugstore, I'd say the only ones really are Simple Kind to Skin Soothing Toner.
Okay.
But it does contain witch hazel. And that's,
right.
You know, pretty much the only one that's cheap, readily available, that hasn't got fragrance or alcohol in it.
Okay.
And Pixie Rose Tonic, but that's also got fragrance in it. There's nothing available in Boots, Superdrug, etc.
I spy a gap in the market that I think you really need to...
I know. Oh, my God. I keep thinking about it.
You know someone else is going to do it and make trillions of pounds.
Yeah,
and then you're going to open Hello Magazine one day and it'd be like, the woman behind...
I could have done that.
The woman that brought...
Yeah, I've read up on it. I looked into it and I was like, I haven't got time now. You basically, if you're going to do that, you need to devote your life to it. I can't. I've got 3 two or three children. I can't remember.
Pimp or chwech. Who knows?
Well, that's five or six. I've got at least two children. I can't do anything. I'm trying my best.
Okay.
One day, maybe. And
it'll be too late. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, some clever knobhead will have got in there first. But, you know, I've got five or six children.
I just don't know.
And that's the end of the post.
It's really good.
It's the end of the list. Well, that of was things. That I was that's entertaining.
That was like mildly entertaining, but it was very informative.
Yeah.
Especially with your products list at the end. I'm going to have to.
Yeah. Well, you've just got to go on Yes Style. Or have you been on Yes Style for skincare?
Yeah, but is that the one that also sells really cute clothes and things?
Yes.
So I ended up sort of wandering onto
the clothing section.
And then wanted to buy everything, but realising it would have to be in like extra large.
And then there's the makeup. The Korean
it's so cute.
Japanese makeup.
Oh, it's
and
amazing.
It's so cheap as well.
I know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. £3 for whatever.
I know.
Ooh, go on then. But yeah, they like really oversized hoodies. I was looking at for ages.
Yeah, they're just lush.
Yeah.
All the leisure wear. It's just lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
I hope that's been of some... I think it has been really useful. I mean, a lot of people are asking about this, aren't they? Mm. So I think it's a very timely podcast.
But yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be Seven Skins by any means, because it sounds outlandish, doesn't
just,
it?
It needs
sounds
to be
mysterious, exotic and outlandish.
Yeah, just needs to be a load of hydration.
Yeah.
In whatever form you can get it.
Yes. Something watery and then something thicker.
Yeah. Just do that. You'll be fine.
Do a bit of that. I just mist, personally. Yeah. Just got my Hyalamide Hydrodensity mist.
I love Hyalamide.
Yeah.
It's just great.
Mm.
Slightly.
I'm totally not in love. Like, I find some of the products that contain hyaluronic acid tend to pill.
You said that.
Yeah.
They
do.
What do I use that's got hyaluronic acid? Oh, well, alpha-arbutin.
There's the, what's it called? Hydra Charge by Ishtar Skin Lights.
Is that the,
It's like a watery serum. Hydrus.
A lot of them
it
sound...
It pills like a
does
god,
it?
Goddamn mofo.
Does it really?
Yeah. I can't use it. It just turns into black blobs in my face.
No.
And I hate it. So you're like, well, I'm doing all of this, and then it's turning into balls, which means it's not absorbing.
Yeah.
It's just rolling around.
Do you
my
spray
face.
The balls then with hydrating toner?
Yeah,
and
I
then
do.
Rub it back into your face.
I try. Yeah. Sometimes it doesn't even work.
And then just move your face carefully so none of the balls form again. Walk around and don't dare put makeup on.
But if they're balling up, that means they're not going in at all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
I'm going to get on the Hyalamide.
Yeah, it's nice.
Right now.
Yeah, it's just so hot. There's just nothing in the UK. And I know we've got a lot of listeners from America. What's in America that they could use? I don't know. I'm not American.
Yeah. Well, we'd have to ask our listeners and our friends on the group, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
What do they use?
What are you hydrating with in America? But I reckon they're probably also...
Yeah.
Finding that there ain't too much.
I was in, and it's a huge, what's it called? What's that? Sephora.
Mm.
The massive one by Union Square in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And
Sephora
in the way
Ulta,
of...
isn't it? Those are the places.
And where?
Ulta?
I don't know. Ulta is in ULTA.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Never heard of
Yeah.
But nothing in the way of... good toners.
No, essences.
No.
Yeah. It's a concept that only exists in Asia.
Yeah.
And within the skincare community. And people like me get annoyed. And I also, you know, seen come up a lot, can I make my own hydrating mist? Because there ain't none to be found.
Yeah.
And the problem with that is there's no you won't have a preservative.
Yeah.
But it might go mouldy.
And it'll be like some wellness mama's mad concoction that you see on Facebook.
You could have like a nice sort of, you know, green tea thing that you could mist on your face, but how are you going to know if there's bacteria in it?
Yeah.
It might be, so don't...
Just spraying.
Unless you do a bit of research. There's a DIY Beauty, I think it's called, a subreddit.
Oh, okay.
And you can actually, you know, there's websites where you can buy preservatives.
No way.
Yeah. You can actually make your own skincare if you want to. And they sell ceramides and whatnot.
Sorry to go back to the hyaluronide thing again.
Please do.
Which one was it called?
Hydrodensity. It's a mist. Blue label.
It's just sub-Q mist.
Oh, has it changed?
That one?
They've changed it. Yeah. Sub-Q mist.
Do you know, it's so...
news to me.
So strange. Lady I go to a drama group with, so she's probably in her mid-70s, and she's, like, very set in her ways, you know, of the generation of people who's, like, skincare's a waste of money, soap and water only type thing.
And so...
she, yeah. Okay. Well, my grandma used to say it, the one that didn't, was yeah, a my dad, sun denier. But...
I used to run into my dad's bathroom, he was washing his face and rip a bar of soap out of his hand.
But... she was saying, oh, well, there was something that I used to love and they just don't make anymore. And I found it in Boots and blah, blah, blah. And she was describing it to me. And as she, and I said, when did you use this?
Yeah, they used to sell hyaluronide in Boots.
Yes, yeah. And she described it to me. And I was like, I think you're talking about Deciem.
Brandon and Nicola met.
That's what I said. Mm. I said, I bet you this this is the beginnings of, you know, Deciem as it came to be. And she found the empty bottle, and I was like, it's hyaluronide.
Oh, it my God, that's cool.
She went, please, please, will you buy it for me? I was like, yeah, of course I'll buy it for you. I'll buy it online for you.
Let me hook you up, baby.
Yeah, but she, I thought she was going to cry, because honestly, she kept an empty bottle.
She thought they stopped making it.
She thought they stopped making it, but it was. And I just finished it myself. It was, not poor control.
Okay.
Not high-vis, not... well, they've changed the name to Sub-Q Skin, but it was clearly called something else. I can't remember. I should have kept the empty bottle.
It was Sub-Q Anti-Aging.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
But she was over the moon. And it was actually cheaper, because I think she said it was like 21, 22.
Yeah, they've reduced the price of Dynamite.
Mm.
Oh, that's
isn't that a lovely
nice.
Story? I was
yes.
like, I would
like
be
sort of
honoured to
You're
be
like,
your...
I know things about this. I can help you.
I said, you've got such a good taste. She made me a tiramisu for Christmas and it was beautiful. Yeah, she's so great.
I haven't had that for a long time.
I love Anne. You would love Anne also. She makes the strongest gin and tonic. So I went to her house.
Oh, my God, I love her so much.
I went to her house on Christmas Eve.
Can I come to your house, Anne?
To pick up the tiramisu, because it was a birthday Christmas present for my dad. I was like, what's 80s and everyone will love tiramisu?
Good,
she was like,
good, yeah.
So it was Christmas Eve, you know, loads of stuff going on. And she was like, come in, Roger will fix you a gin and tonic. Roger came out with like, it must have been a quadruple. I had three of those and Hayden had to come and pick me up. Just walking down the thing. Oh, happy Christmas. We're not going to church tonight. but isn't that lush? It was hyaluronide.
Oh, I love it.
Kept it for years. It was just, she was describing
she was
it. And I was
like,
I'm sorry.
This
it sounds
is the best
little...
thing I've ever had in my life.
She's the only thing that ever worked.
Bottle.
Isn't that wonderful?
Wow, we, yeah. It's
good
lush.
Story, everyone.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and find your one. But anyway, sorry. We're just
no,
going
fine.
On.
I've done something different and new.
Oh, no.
Because I keep getting these emails asking, people asking me for regimens.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I can't answer them because you spend a degree of time answering people and thinking about it as well and researching and putting links in the email and whatnot. So I've set up a service where you can pay £20 and have me personalise a skincare routine for you.
I've been telling you that you need to do this.
Well, I feel like a cheeky bugger doing it.
No, why?
Well, because... you know.
Advice is a service. Services are charged.
Can't you just answer my question?
No, piss off.
No, I can't.
No.
I haven't got time.
No, of course not.
If you give me £20, I will put the time aside for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So honestly,
I've done it. I've set up a way of doing
I'm
it.
Really
it's
proud
on my
of
website.
I think that's brilliant.
Yeah.
And anyway, if someone says just a little bit of advice, you just go, just a little bit of money.
Yes, you have to pay me.
Yeah.
Because I haven't got... I just don't have the time.
No, but this is what you know, and you're supposed to, you know...
Yeah. Other people are doing it.
Yeah.
They know piss or far less, shitloads.
far
yeah.
less.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So if I refer loads of friends, can I get like a bit of commission? Feel yes, like the first
a referral fee.
Yes. I'll pay I want your rancid Botox. Oils, please.
You can have my rancid oils for free.
I'm telling you because I get asked stuff and I don't mind because A, they're my friends. So
if friends, absolutely.
If I fuck up their skin.
That's the thing, isn't it? Because you never know when somebody's going to have a reaction to something.
You don't, but you know, all the friends that I've advised are like, oh my God, thank you so much.
Yeah.
So I think if they want like full-on real advice, I will refer them to you. And people would happily pay.
Yeah,
you know, because look what Dermatica is doing on the basis of photographs.
And,
really,
you know, people go to doctors and dermatologists. They don't know shit all about skincare products and what's
really,
available. And
they really don't.
No.
And they would probably even, I think a lot of them might give you stupid advice as in, like, go down the clean beauty route almost. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Just keep it simple, like, soap and water.
Just strip the chemicals out. Or, you know, on the other side of the...
There's chemicals.
Yeah, so...
Chemicals are all good.
I'm really pleased for you. I think that's great.
You know what they are.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well done.
I'm going to use my little lightsaber. I'm going to stick my blue LED on Craig.
Can you just strap the light...
Using a strap. Like a chin strap.
Yeah. And just leave it there.
I've seen those ones where they're just like whole face masks. Dennis
Gross ones.
Yeah.
Like 500 odd quid.
Yeah. Or there's ones you can get on Amazon for 20. This little device that I'll take a photo of and put it on Instagram was £30. I love it. It's got like these little metal discs and they like warm your skin and also make the muscles in your skin twitch.
Oh, cool. It's like one of those Ab Master things you see on QVC channel.
Yeah, so my eyes twitching and my eyes twitching away and I've got a blue light shining at my face.
That sounds amazing.
I look very sexually attractive to my husband.
I bet you do.
Yeah. No, I don't. Poor man. So tell us all of your interesting skincare stories. Ask us all of your skincare questions on our Facebook group, Instagram.
Please do.
It's all going to come at you. I'm going to put all of everything I've said onto that Facebook group so you can read it. I shouldn't have done it, but I read some reviews for the podcast.
Oh, no way.
And two of them said we didn't get to the point quick enough.
Oh, tough tits. Who cares?
Forward it.
Yeah, that's what Skip
There's
is
no
for.
There's no adverts.
There's no adverts, and it's not My Favourite Murder where you're just talking bollocks for 30
minutes.
Oh my God,
they're talking about the therapist for 25 minutes.
No, piss off. Don't
read
reviews.
Why did they write a review?
Because people are sad. Sorry, if you've written a nice review, thanks very much.
We love you so much.
Don't worry about it.
I know.
My goodness. So what?
Ugh.
Can you imagine if we just started recording, it was just like boom, 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 and you've just read
skincare
out your...
facts.
Yeah.
It would be so boring.
It would be really boring, and we'd have two listeners, you two, that gave us a bad review.
Yeah.
Go piss up a rope.
Thank you for listening.
We love you, though.
Thank you for any reviews and comments.
Blah, blah, blah. Love you, bye.
We'll be back soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.